Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. Once again, live and in living color from the historic old Clay County Courthouse. We're down here in the old clerk's office, got the fireplace going this morning, even got electric heater turned on this morning a little bit. It's nice and warm in here now. Got Mr. Matt Tuck with me this morning, who is over with the health department. He's the new, I don't know what his full title is over there.
Clinic director of the health department for Clay County, Macon County, and Jackson County.
Okay, and I know he's about the second or third we've had here in the last little bit. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself and what it's like over there and some of the things that are going on and some of the emergency things we may be looking at. I don't think we've had any coronavirus here yet or anything like that, but I know he's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, and we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. Then the second half of the show, I've got the folks from down at 4-H coming in, I think, bringing a couple of those young ladies in again to talk about a trip that they've made. So we'll get those the second part of the show. And we're right in the midst of our district tournament basketball here. I'd hate to, on a sad note, our girls got eliminated last night, but our boys aren't playing until Saturday night, but the district tournament's going on over at Livingston right now. And along that line, we'll mention that because of the basketball game up at Tompkinsville tonight, that our rebroadcast this evening will be at 5 o'clock, not at our regular 6 o'clock time. But also remind folks while we're on this same line that you can listen to the shows that are streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. So, you know, there's more than one way to catch us. If you hear something real interesting, you know, get on the phone or on Facebook or something and tell everybody that we had a real interesting show and they ought to tune us in about 5 o'clock tonight here on WVFB-FM, which is 101.5 on your radio dial, Kicks Country. And as we said, we come here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And this show is made possible through the efforts of the Clay County Chamber, the 3-Star Program, and, of course, all of the local sponsors that make this possible. Without them, this wouldn't happen. And we want to keep reminding folks to quit spending all your money over in Cookville and spend part of it here at home in Salina. And let's see, another little service thing I'll give here. I know a lot of us that were regulars that down at the Teddy Lou's Bakery down there, I think they're having health problems, and they're going to be closed all this week and up until sometime next week. So, but I think nothing real serious, but hopefully they'll be back down to service some of that good pastry here in a day or so. And let's see, what else we got going on here. I say what we might as well do while we're along this line, and that is we'll take a little short break here and work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll come back. And we've got one more little public service thing we'll talk about when we get back. And with that, we'll be back just in a minute. And that is our blood drive next week.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, take this opportunity to welcome everyone back here with us. And like I said, we've got it warmed up pretty good in here. And looks like my guest has got him a Dr. Pepper clone or something over here. He's drinking, and I've got me a Mellow Yellow here, so we're getting our energy drinks.
Right.
And I have got one more thing here that Miss Suzanne Smith brought by, and I'd like to do a shout-out to her because I know Suzanne is a volunteer with the American Red Cross that helps get the blood drive and stuff set up, and she brought this by yesterday, and I know she's they've got one set up down there at the community center down on the Cordell Hole Drive, down on the riverside at the community center. As I said, it's next Wednesday, February 26th, and it'll begin at 2 p.m. and run till 6 p.m. And you can schedule a time where you can go in, and they'll be waiting for you and get you in and out real quick. And I know, of course, they've got an app you can download, and you get information about all this stuff. Of course, walk-ins are always welcome, and I know she's put a little thing across the top here that, you know, that's kind of a little bit of an eye-opener. 5 units of blood are needed every minute of every day to help someone that is getting through cancer treatments. You know, that's something we don't think about. It is all of the, you know, the cancer treatments do require lots of transfusions, lots of blood, and, you know, this is a very, very worthwhile thing that the Red Cross is doing, and I'd like to, like I said, do a shout-out to Ms. Suzanne Smith that helps make this possible here in Clay County. Well, this morning, let's see, our birthdays and anniversaries, we'll be doing those here, reading our names off and giving away one of those delicious ice cream cakes out at the Dairy Queen. And with that, I have Mr. Matt Tuck here with me this morning, and I'm going to let him just start to introduce himself. He's new here, and it hadn't been maybe 6 or 8 months since we had another new one here. I think he was down in Jackson County, and Matt's home base is over in Macon County.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And like I said, I am new here. I took over for Josh Gibson, who took a different job with the state. And this is my first go-round with the health department. I'm brand new to this field, but I was born and raised in Lafayette and graduated in 2004 from Macon County High School and went to Tennessee Tech. I majored in exercise science and physical wellness, had a minor in health promotion, Then I took a detour with my career and worked for the funeral home for about 7 years.
I found that out the other day when I mentioned your name to someone, and they said that.
Yeah, I took a detour, so I was there at Alexander Funeral Home in Lafayette for about 7 years before this job opportunity came open.
So you're at the point now where you're trying to keep people to avoid your former career.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. I've completely switched gears. I've got a wife and named Sarah, and I have four children, Charlotte, John, Alice, and Everett, that range from 8 years old to 2 years old. So,
remind me of my nephew Matt Barlow down there, who has four children about the same age. That lives down in Macon County.
I've got my hands full. It may be something in the water there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
There may be something there. But Maddie, it's great to have you here in Clay County, and I know you've got a whole bunch of things to talk to us about the health department. And I guess just wherever you want to start, you just kind of talk about what it felt like walking in over here. And I guess you kind of walked in blind, didn't you, not knowing what was there?
I did. I had absolutely no idea what all the health department did before I started this job. Not just the individual health departments, but the whole Department of Health throughout the region and the state. We're separated, so the Upper Cumberland region is different from the rest of the regions in Tennessee. We are considered more of a rural area, so we garner funds from the national level to support nurse practitioners and MDs in our health department. So it makes us a little bit different than other areas.
I know we are listed as one of the distressed counties in Tennessee. I think maybe there's 14 of them now.
Yes.
And which has opened up some opportunities for you here. But what about the staff over when you walked in? What did you think about those folks over there?
Extremely welcoming and a great bunch of people to work with. I have to say that or they'll get me when I go back. But no, it is true. They're just a great bunch of people. They take care of everyone that comes in, and a great customer service, and they really do care about everyone that comes in, and they want to make sure that they're taken care of the way they need to.
And I guess they've gone through maybe three or four people like you over there in their careers over there.
Yes, they have. Hopefully I'm here to stay. So.
Well, now, hopefully that is true. But I do know, for a number of years that the same director was there, or the person in charge. And then we went through more than one person over there in the last little.
Andy Langford, he was there for a number of years. Then Josh Gibson took over, and he was there for a little over a year, and then Andy took it back over in the interim until I came aboard.
Okay. You want to give a shout out and name everybody over? Have that be so we're putting you on the spot here.
Right.
Of course, some of those were I've had in class, so I know some of them real well. But I do know, of course, Tim Tiernan.
Oh, yes, sir, yep.
I know he does an excellent job.
Yes.
I do know most everyone knows who Tim is because, if you go to a basketball game in the wintertime, he's down there with his needle ready to give you
like
shot.
He's like a sniper. He can get those shots in you from a good ways away.
Right. You kind of walk by and you think, well, something just happened, and Tim's giving you a flu shot.
Well, speaking of Tim and the whole staff there, but a little praise for Clay County. We have our flu pod every year where we set up at different locations to try to get free flu vaccine to the people that need it. This is a emergency preparedness drill for the state. Every county, every health department participates in this. And it's a training just in case of a major outbreak of something. What would be the best way to take care of the most people. So this is just kind of a scenario drill. And Clay County actually did the most per capita of any county in the entire state of Tennessee. We vaccinated 2% of the entire population of Clay County on that one day. and the most of anywhere in Tennessee.
Well, now, along that line, I know here in Middle Tennessee, of course, I know we're in Middle Tennessee and our news comes from here, but it seems like about this past month has been kind of a worrisome time for the flu, hasn't it, here in our area and in the surrounding counties.
Yeah, I mean, in the entire U.S., it's looking like the flu is peaking, which sounds good, but you remember when you're climbing up that hill, your numbers are growing.
Right.
You get to the top, and as you go down, there's still going to be a high number of cases that are still likely to come.
You know, and it seemed like, you know, looking at the school closings, it looked like it hit all at one time this year. You know, usually it'll go from county to county, kind of spread, but it looked like it just kind of hit this general area here like all at once this year.
Yes, sir. And most of the diagnosed cases were flu B, but now flu A is on the rise. Actually, nationwide, if you look at the numbers this year, there's between 26 and 36 million cases of the flu that were diagnosed in the United States. Of those, 250,000 were hospitalized, and there's 14,000 deaths attributed to the flu this year.
And, you know, I know, of course, the big thing now, we're hearing all the time the coronavirus, and we look at, in a very short period of time, a number of people have fatalities from this, but you know it seems like a very minor number when you look at things like the flu, doesn't it?
Right. You look at the coronavirus. So there's been 75,779 diagnosed cases. Of that, there has been 2,000 deaths. There's only been 15 cases in the U.S. that have been diagnosed this, you know, since this has broken out.
You know, it seems like every few years we come up with, there comes up a new string of some type of virus that's new that we haven't seen before, and it seems like it usually takes at least a year to come up with a vaccine for them, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the main thing with coronavirus now is trade has been limited. Shipping has been limited, travel has been limited, and hopefully it is going to contain to that area because, like you said, as of right now, there is no vaccine for, the coronavirus, whereas the flu, there is a vaccine for that's readily available and free right now from every health department in Tennessee.
And, you know, as with most cases of the flu or any type of virus, it's normally, if you have a good, healthy lifestyle and you do contract the virus, it's usually not a death sentence, is it? I mean,
no.
I know that's kind of an abrupt way to say that.
The healthier you are, the better chance you have of getting over it quicker and with less severity. When you look at the people that deaths occur, it's mostly elderly, sedentary, or very young children that don't have the immune system to help combat that.
I did notice one newscast that said that Apple is suffering now because of the blockade and things there in China, and it cut their earnings. So, I mean, this thing is affecting the worldwide economy a little bit.
It is, yeah, and that's the travel, not only the travel ban, but I mean the shipping ban.
Right.
You know, there's so many products that come from that area that they're not allowing anything to come over, and it's showing, you know, just exactly how much of our economy gets from that area.
Right, and I'll tell you what, we need to take a little short break for a minute.
That's
we're going to come
sir.
Back and talk about some things going on there at the health department itself. We'll be right back with Matt.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, UnitedHealthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Just got one little message in my ear here, and that is, that's the rhyme, ear here, here, here. The rebroadcast this afternoon will be at 4:15 instead of, or somewhere in that general neighborhood, looks like. So they're kind of on a catch-as-catch-can schedule for a little while, I think, with the basketball game tonight. Well, Matt, let's talk a little bit about what's going on over there at the health department. Now, I know there's some great news over there, isn't there?
Yes, sir. We have been granted it's a special needs grant, since Clay County is one of those counties that is a at-risk county. We have been granted to remodel and improve the facility there. What we're planning on doing is in the basement of the health department. We're going to be redoing everything to make more offices. There's going to be a community room where, you know, if people need to have a conference or like our health council would be able to be held there. It's going to be like a classroom setting with smart TVs. And there's also going to be a community kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations with the environmentalists there to show restaurant owners proper ways to cook and wash and different things like that. So, I mean, it's going to be a big undertaking, but it's going to vastly improve the workability of the health department.
So we can rename that the Health and Learning Center.
Yes, there you go.
And also, I think you said maybe there's some more things in the plan for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's always this is part of the job that I had no idea was even out there. There's funds that are available to different counties, and it's through the health department, through different grants, such as the built environment. Built environment is basically funds given to a county to help improve access to exercise areas or natural areas where people can walk and play. And we've got two areas that we're going to be focusing on, one at the fairgrounds and one at Hermitage Springs, to hopefully get maybe some basketball courts in there for the kids to go play on, or adults too, to get, you know, more exercise in.
Okay, and you know, I know you mentioned something there, and I know we just completed a study here about the healthy downtown Salina, walking
right.
trails and things like that. And I know, Matt, if you keep up with some of these things on the grants, there are some big time grants through the health department.
Yes.
I'm talking about millions of dollars that have been spent in communities to build walking trails and
yes.
things like that.
And that's something that we're looking at. There is a competitive grant right now that is looking at just that kind of thing. You know, the upwards of $85,000 given to help improve the walkability of an area, sidewalks, bike trails, you know, things like that, where people can get out moving and have greater access to parks and recreation areas.
You know, I know that's one of the things that part of the plan for the around the downtown here in Salina is to make this area in Salina a more walkable and more walker-friendly area here, and you know, trying to make more people park their cars a little bit farther away from town and walk in to the downtown area.
Right.
I know we're all kind of programmed, but you know, we go to a Walmart and we'll park in the far corners. We have to walk 2 miles to get to the front door, but when we come back home to Salina, we think we have to park in the front door of the store we're going in.
Right. You know, studies have shown that an area that has greater walking access has greater revenue sales as well. If people are walking around an area, well, they're likely to go into a restaurant and eat, or to go into a shop and buy something. Kind of like the old strip malls, you know. If you're walking around, well, you might just happen to go in somewhere.
Right. And you know, City of Salina, of course, is in the process of taking over the lease and ownership of the Donaldson Park up here.
Yes.
So that's something that you need to be looking at too, to help with getting the trails up there and that type of thing done up there. Maybe.
Yes, sir. That would be a great area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, coming up over there, have you got any special programs now that are getting ready to start?
What the health department is involved in is there is a county health assessment that is being held right now. The Clay County Health Council, which we are partners with, what we're basically doing is we are sending out surveys to anybody that will take them, people that are here to basically pick three things that we need to improve on the most. Things such as, you know, suicide rate, opioid use, diabetes, heart disease, greater access to exercise areas. You know, there's multiple things that are on this survey. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to gauge what three things that the people in Clay County want to improve on the most, and that is what our health council will focus on getting involved in trying to improve.
Okay, so, you know, this will look like maybe a better living council.
Yes, yes.
And I know, what about any drives coming up? Of course, we're, like you said, we're about through the flu season, and I know we still have the free flu shots.
Yes.
Over there.
We are going to be having a community baby shower. We don't have the date specified yet, but it's just going to be for anybody in the area who may not be able to have, you know, a playpen, car seat, things of that nature that they may not be able to afford. It's going to be there for them to take advantage of. And I don't have the dates on that yet, but as soon as I do, I can let you know.
Well, I know at one time you classes over there for expectant mothers.
Yes.
Are you still doing those things? Any of those set up or anything right now?
No, not right now. But if you call over there, But Tim Tierden is a great advocate for everything.
So, you know, if you are an expectant mother and you're having problems of some type, the Clay County Health Department is there for you, aren't they?
Yes. To help get WIC established for expectant mothers and their children. Studies have shown that people that take advantage of WIC greatly increase the likelihood of having less health complications later in life.
Okay, if you got anything else this morning for us, or it's burning on your mind, we're about to run through half the show this morning.
I just want to say thanks to Betty, Tara, Brenda, Tim, Jacinda, and Heather that are doing a great job out there at the health department.
And they're nearly getting you broke in.
They're trying.
Broken in. Broken in. Sorry, Miss White. Well, Matt, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and looking forward to getting you back again when you get some more things going, and when we get to work on the remodeling over there, we might come in and talk about how that's coming along. So at any time, just let us know, and we sure welcome you back.
Thank you, sir. I very appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back just then. Well, I'm going to read my birthdays today before we do that. Celebrating birthdays this past week, we have four names on the list this morning, beginning with Mr. Roger Roberts. We'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And I think I got this name right. Matt and I both kind of thought this might be right. Nevaeh Pitcock, celebrating her 8th birthday this week. And she's the granddaughter of Sherman and Liz Brown. We'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also Miss Coretta Denton, celebrating a birthday. And Melanie Plumley Likens. So one of those will be the lucky winner of one of those healthy ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen.
Right.
And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. but there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Back, everyone. I've got Haley Wicks Barnes. I think I called her Haley Wicks for about the first three or four times up here. And she's brought the 4-H'ers back with her again. I think she says she's a little bit under the talking weather this morning. But Haley, if you will, you want to go ahead and just do a little introduction here with her.
Yes, I apologize. I am a little bit under the weather, but I do have two talkative girls with me this morning. I have Katie Mays and Grace Rich, and they are going to tell you about a 4-H trip that they have just recently come back from.
And that trip went where, girls?
We went to Washington, D.C.
Anywhere else?
We went to the University of Maryland, and we got the chance to stay at the 4-H National Headquarters in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Did you ride the subway out to the University of Maryland?
No, sir.
You didn't?
No.
Did you ride the subway while you were up there?
No.
Girls.
Actually, well, we were on a little bus tour kind of on the way up there. They were telling us different facts about different places on our ride up there, and they said that really only people from out of town are the ones that ride the subway because the ones that live there know better than to take it because it takes too long.
Well, I mean, it's not real fast. Some of them are, but now the ones downtown are pretty fast down there. And of course, over the years, here I am, radio, I'm still letting you all talk. But
that's fine.
I'm not going to do that right now. Tell us what was going on while we went to Washington, and let's even back up a little farther than that. Let's talk about 4-H a little bit and how it's opened your eyes up and opened the world up to you. Now, how's that for a good starter?
That sounds like a great start. 4-H has had such an influence on my life. I'm sure it has a great influence on Grace, too.
We'll let her tell hers here in a minute.
Yeah. But 4-H has opened my eyes to different cultures in the world. Like, on this trip, I got to meet people from the Virgin Islands, from Puerto Rico, and we were there together as 4-H'ers, learning about how different communities have different struggles whenever it comes to healthy living, and it was just a great experience, and I know that if it wasn't for the little speech contest in fourth grade, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Okay, now, the meeting you went to, what was the theme of this meeting?
Healthy living.
Okay, so, and now, between the two, what does that mean to each one of you?
Well, to me, I think that it, I believe in all around just healthy living, not only your physical healthy living, which is what people focus on a lot, you know, eat right, eat all your vegetables and your fruits and, you know, whatever, and exercise, and they think that that's it. That's all you have to do to live healthy, but that's not. A lot of it is also your mental health. And so I attended a few sessions that were about your mental health and how important that is because it can control all the other aspects of your life. So I think that that's really important.
Well, you know, you've hit something there that, you know, that's a very, very striking and strong chord now, and that is mental health, and especially mental health problems among folks your age. And, you know, it's kind of hard for, you know, some of us older folks to really, you know, think about that someone your age would have, you know, the type of problems, something, you know, that are showing up in our society today. And, you know, girls, now looking from your point of view, how do you combat things like that?
Well, for me, it has been hard. There's been lots of times that, you know, you've really struggled with that, whether it's just stress from school or friends or, you know, just work, something like that, where I work on the family farm. Not only is it just stress on my parents, where it's a family business, it's stress on everybody trying to get the work done. So I just try to take it a day at a time sometimes and just try to look for the positive in things, and that usually helps me.
Usually if you look up, there's a bright sun.
There always is, yeah.
So it may be hit by a cloud every once in a while, but usually
exactly.
There is. Katie, what about you now?
For me, sometimes I think whenever it comes to mental health, I'm a person that I just want to charge through and get the task done, and sometimes that weighs on me, but one way I've learned to deal with my mental health is you just have to take a step back. You have to take a step back and take a breather and realize that, especially with team events, everybody's in there together, and that there's always someone you can go to whenever you have an issue, because I never want to be a burden on anybody, but whenever it comes to mental health, sometimes you have to go and talk to somebody and you have to share what's going on in your life.
Okay, and you know, the carefree attitude, I think both you girls are kind of afflicted with that every once in a while. What do you do for fun that changes your mind, changes your outlook on things?
I make cakes and pies, and I'll try a new recipe is what I do to calm down. Whenever I have something on my mind, I'll cook. Like, I had a bad day at school one day, and Mom came home, and there was 3 fruit pies made because that's how I distract myself, and I get my hands moving, and I keep busy.
Okay, now, Grace, what about you?
Well, for me, if anybody knows me at all, they know how much I love to talk and how much I love to be around people. So if I'm ever in a bad mood, I like to be around the people that I love and I care about. I go to my best friend's house. I go to a cousin's house. I play with my little cousins, something like that I'm just going to be able to talk to somebody, and we can talk about something fun and cheerful, and it'll make me feel better.
Okay, now let's get back to the trip a little bit. The trip to, how did you take a bus up to Washington?
We sure did. Yes, we were on the bus for 8 hours.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's about how long it takes to get there. Yeah. I know Miss Faye and I used to do that. We used to take the junior high every year at the end, after school. It wasn't a school, but like a little trip that she would set up, and we'd take a group up there and ride the bus up there with the group, and then tour all over Washington. And I know that was great, and it's great to just, there's an atmosphere and an aura just to be there.
Yeah.
And I know, okay, let's get back to business a little bit, though. The meetings you went to up there and the things that you did up there. Grace, tell us a little bit about some of the things that, the official meetings and things that took place up there.
All right. Well, the official title of this conference we went to was the 4-H National Healthy Living Summit. And so we had different sessions covering different things. I mean, we had some that was healthier eating, and then some sessions like what I went to, which was your mental health and different things you can do with that. And that even covered things as far as social media and how that can affect your mental health and what you can do to help with that. But we also had different speakers that came and talked to us. We had... let's see. Oh, my goodness. We had so many things. We also went to, and like Katie mentioned, we went to tour the University of Maryland, which they taught us many things over there, too, and that's even as far as, healthy living while you're in college. So that was important for a lot of kids because we were at the age where here in a few years we'll be going to college. So our world's going to change anyways, but you want to try to stay healthy in the process.
Well, did you have any celebrity speakers there that stood out to you? Any one particular speaker or anything?
Yes, we had the amazing Miss Carla Hall come and talk to us. She was a chef that's been on multiple cooking shows, and she just, it was towards the end of the day whenever she talked, and so everybody's kind of tired. They're like, man, I can't wait to eat and just go to bed. Whenever she got up there and she started talking, everybody in the room immediately lit up because she had such a vibrant personality, and she was so energetic, and she was just awesome. That was definitely a great experience to hear her speak.
Okay, she's one of these folks when she got up, she didn't have to tell you to hush and be quiet.
No, I believe that she ran on stage and started a chant. I don't even remember what it was now. But she ran on stage and was starting a chant, and she was, like, jumping around on the stage. And, I mean, she was she was awesome. I mean, she had everybody woken up and paying attention, and it was great.
Okay, and I know we talk about being an older person than I am, the changes in what we used to call the 7 basic foods that you were supposed to base your menus around. each day. And it's been a great change in that over the years, hadn't there? I know at one time, you know, at the top of the list was big, nice red meat, wasn't it?
Yes.
And now we're on the more vegetarian, more natural foods.
Yeah, for sure. I actually, one of the sessions I went to was a how to make a healthy recipe. And it was the first session of the morning, and we got to make fruit pizza bagels. And we had to make the recipe with, like, all the fruit she had. She had, like, kiwis and grapes and blueberries and bananas. And we had to make a pizza bagel and come up with the recipe and, like, come up with the calorie count and all that. And I thought that was a really cool session that I went to.
Now, what's the difference in a bagel and a donut?
The way they're made, I guess.
I think a bagel doesn't have all the sugar and all
that.
Yeah.
Bagels are more dense and more healthy.
Well, I guess more natural ingredients in it. A donut we know is grease and sugar. And boy, those things are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
And now, what about your trip to Washington, D.C. itself?
We got to go on a walking tour at night, one night, and we got to go and tour multiple memorials, and it was just a different feel at night, I think, because it's more peaceful, and it was a very cool experience to be in our nation's capital, honoring the men and women that have fallen in the Korean War, the Vietnam War, going and getting to see Abraham Lincoln sit in the giant chair. It was a very peaceful experience.
Well, now, see, what you just did, Katie, was name off probably the top three attractions there that more people go to. And, of course, everyone's favorite is the Vietnam Wall. And there's no way you can walk into that place and not have that feeling hit you of what's there on that wall. And to me, one of the most outstanding exhibitions there is the Korean War. With the soldiers walking through the cold of night and the darkness and the sadness on their faces. To me, and of course then the Lincoln Memorial, I think that is a must-see scene for everyone.
Yeah.
And looking out from the Lincoln Memorial out across the little pond there to the Washington Monument on the other end. I mean, that's a tremendous sight. It has a very calming effect upon you, doesn't it?
Yes.
And what about Smithsonian? Did you have any day tours where you could go, like, to the Smithsonian?
Sadly, we did not.
Well, you're going to have to go back again.
I know.
And take all of that in.
Yeah.
Grace, what was your favorite part up there? Outside,
well, I believe that my favorite part of going actually into Washington, D.C. and touring around was probably, it would probably be the Korean War Memorial, just because it has special meaning to me. My grandfather, Cecil Rich, actually fought in the Korean War, and he was always, I've been told he was always very upset because in his lifetime, before he passed away, they had never made a memorial, and he felt very hurt by that. And so the fact that I get to go up there and witness that and see, you know, and like you said, you know, it was then the cool and the, you know, the cold, and it was calm and everything, you know, just the way it's set up there. And where we went at night, you know, it was cold, and we were thinking, you know, this is what it could have been like over there, you know, and that just has special meaning to me.
You know, it's hard to imagine someone from, a young man from Clay County all at once, uprooted and sent over there, and he's in a place so cold that the grease on the rifles froze in their hands, and they're out in that. You know, that's kind of hard to imagine, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, now, what else we got coming up, girls? Anything spectacular for you here in the next little bit?
Well, for me, I'll leave in about a week because I am on the 4-H State Performing Arts Troupe, and so we travel around to different 4-H events and sing and dance and put on performances for some of the other delegates that are there. So we actually have a practice weekend a week from now. So I will be going to Crossville to stay for the weekend to practice. And, I mean, we have, like, 12- and 13-hour practices. So,
okay. Now, what do you do?
Well, what we do, there's one...
what do you do?
What do I do? I do a little bit of everything, I guess. We all sing and dance, so there's plenty of singing and dancing and costume changes that goes on, and I don't know, I just have fun, I guess.
Okay, what about solo? Is it solo things?
There are some solos, yes. Usually every person in the group usually has at least one if you want it. Some people get more than one.
Okay, so. Now what genre of music and dance are you doing? Different kinds?
Different kinds, yeah. We try to include everything. We try to include some traditional country music, something, you know, like Loretta Lynn or Dolly Parton, something like that, you know, and then we also include something that maybe the kids listen to more nowadays, like some of their more pop music and stuff like that, so.
Well, not along that line, did you know Loretta Lynn, one of her biggest songs? What's the name of it? When the Tingle Becomes a Chill? You may not be familiar, but that was written by a local lady here in Salina.
That's cool. I did not know that.
Miss Paulette Scott's sister.
Wow.
That's really neat.
Yes, it is. And if you ever want to do it, do a little search sometime on Miss Lola Jean Dillon and look at all the songs she wrote for all of the country music folks that actually lives here in Clay County.
That's cool.
We'll throw that out for a little bit of useless information for everyone to research. Okay, now, Katie, what about you?
What do I have coming up? This morning I actually started a work-based learning program at our local extension office. So I'll be going there every morning and basically doing whatever Miss Haley or Miss Kristen needs me to do and help the community that way. And
an internship type thing.
Kind of like an intern. And another thing that I've been very active in that we're pursuing and we're teaching right now to our 7th and 8th grade is Health Rocks. It goes along with the Healthy Living program that I go into classrooms and I teach about different lessons on health, like there's been finding the good friends to hang around or the way to deal with stress and just different ways to help 7th and 8th graders live a healthier life before heading off into high school.
Okay, now so, you know, the 4-H, you know, it's taken an entirely different direction over the years. I'm sure it has a whole lot since, I'm sure Miss Haley can, you know, that maybe at one time focused mainly on farm children to try to enhance their lives a little bit. And because, you know, sometimes farm children have fairly bleak lives, and then 4-H gave them, as you said, a chance to get in front of people, to do speeches, to all the various contests you go to with showing off your projects, your livestock, all these things. And it seems like it's doing more of a job of preparing your generation to enter the workforce, the life of your generation, that as you're going to see it. Miss Haley, have you got anything else this morning that you want to?
You are right, as in, you know, as 4-H started off, it was more for the youth and the families of the farm. But with all things, 4-H has evolved, and we offer new things and new programs, and it really encompasses all audiences. And one thing mainly that we do work for with our youth in Clay County is workforce development, is to give them those skills like communication and teamwork and relationship building to be able to go out and be a functioning adult in the workforce. Whether they choose to go on to college or technical path or maybe just straight into the workforce, we're wanting to do anything that we can to help them to better themselves and prepare them for their future and what is to come.
And hopefully that future is going to involve leadership here in the county, doesn't it? Hopefully we don't lose a lot of it.
Absolutely. We want to keep all of our good leaders and youth, as they do turn into adults, we would like to keep them here in the county.
And that's a big responsibility for the folks that are a few years older than them, isn't it, to make sure that the opportunities are here in the county to keep them at home. And I think, you know, I know Clay County is really working on that. You know, I know the Workforce Development Group that meets out of the chamber, I know they're continually looking for, you know, things that will keep our youngsters at home, because, you know, the projection numbers for the population of Clay County over the next 20 years is not really, really good. And, you know, hopefully we can turn that around and keep more folks here at home. But in order to do that, they've got to be able to earn a good, comfortable living, haven't they? And what about after college, girls?
Well, I haven't
when
really...
When you get that big degree.
Well, I haven't really decided yet, honestly. Where I've had so many opportunities through 4-H and other amazing organizations like that, I have been blessed to seek out different career opportunities. And so I'm not really sure what I'm going to decide on yet, but I do know that if I can't move back here to Clay County and live and work, then I will absolutely be here in any spare time that I have at all, because this is home and I don't ever really want to leave.
Exactly. I kind of have a plan to go get a degree in education. I want to be able to teach 6th through 12th grade, because through the Health Rocks program and through 4-H, I found a love for middle school kids, and I love teaching them because it's just awesome. And so I plan to go get a degree in education to be able to teach those grades. And I mean, it would be great to come back home, but if that's not in the cards for me, then I will definitely come back and give as much spare time as I can to our community.
Well, you know, that's something that, you know, as a former teacher, you know, the monetary side of that has never been great. It's improving over the years quite a bit. The satisfaction is one of the greatest rewards, girls, you can have by giving back to your community. And, of course, you girls have started at a very, very young age of doing things like that. And I know, guess what, we're about to run out of time again. We just get to having fun, and they say, well, we're about done. We'll remind folks now, and you can tell folks that the rebroadcast this afternoon will be sometime around 4:15 instead of the normal 6 o'clock time. Right now we're in the process of scheduling things around basketball. And let's see, Katie, give me a number between 1 and 4, just real quick.
3.
3, all right. The winner of today's cake is Miss Coretta Denton. I think I had a lady on here one day, and I said, give me a number between 1 and 7, and she said 9 right off the bat. So, but Coretta, you can go by the chamber and pick up your coupon and go over to Dairy Queen and pick up your coat. And remind everyone, 243-5574 is the number you'll get where you can call in and talk to the answering machine here. And it won't talk back to you, but it'll listen to you. So be, you know, real slow and sure when you speak, so we can understand the name. And with that, I guess, girl, it's about time we shut the barn door here. We've got everything put back up. And once again, it's been a pleasure as always having you here with us. And I know you'll be back again here before long with some more adventures that you've been on. And hopefully, Miss Haley will get a little bit better. And of course, we'll have to get Kristen back up again here before long. So with that, I guess it's time we just say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday at the same time, 9 o'clock in the morning on WVFB FM 101.5. May the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.